Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Before we start, I gotta remind y'all that we have coming up this week the Christian Content Creator Town Hall. This is a virtual event for anybody who God has called to create content, to create a podcast, to really operate in this digital media space. Click the link in the show notes and register. It's free. I'm not finna sit here and go through a bunch of points on what we want to cover. I'm not about to sit here and go through all of the selling points. I just want to hear, I want you to hear me and hear the spirit behind what I'm saying. You have to pull up. This is a space that you need to be. God has been giving me a lot of revelation over, even before I announced it, and definitely over the last few days as I prepare. And I am extremely excited about what's going to happen. I've seen in the spirit the breakthroughs that are going to happen on this event. I have seen, I can't even articulate what I've seen. All I'm going to say is that I need you to show up. Hear me by the Spirit of God. If you are a Christian and you create content online, click the link in the show notes, register, show up, and just watch what God does, period. Let's start the episode. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. We are continuing on The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. We are 10 chapters in. Shout out to everybody who is keeping up. I can't remember the name, but I saw we were tagged on Facebook and one of you who are keeping up and reading this book and thanking the show for just that extra layer of accountability. So thank you for joining along. Like with podcasts, I really don't know if y'all are responding to what we're talking about unless you tag me in it or send me an email or something like that. So even if I don't always respond, I do see them most of the time. So thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you who do follow along and are participating. And even if you're just listening to the episodes, but not necessarily reading a book, leave us a 5-star review so I could see whether it's the normal episodes or the bonus episodes, how this is blessing you. All right. So again, we're on part 2 of Battlefield of the Mind, which is all talking about the conditions of the mind. Chapter 10 is talking about a confused mind. Now, these scriptures, remember, on these bonus episodes, I put all the scriptures that are mentioned in the show notes. Whether I say the scripture on episode or not, if the scripture is mentioned, I put it in the show notes. If you are somebody who finds yourself confused, is this God? Is this me? Did God do this? Did God do that? Trying to reason and rationalize and understand everything on your faith journey, I need you to study every scripture that I put in these show notes. So she starts off the chapter with James 1:5-8. I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. It says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. In other translations, we hear this often as a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. So it's the same concept or the same text, just in a different translation. She opens up with the scripture because the point that she makes early on is that she equates being confused with being double-minded. She equates having doubt, having a wandering mind, all of these things that put you in that internal battle of, is this me, is this God, etc. That's a confused mind. And she equates that as the same of being double-minded. The first part I have highlighted, she says, a large percentage of God's people are admittedly confused. Why? As we have seen, one reason is wandering. Another is reasoning. The dictionary partially defines the word reason in the noun form as an underlying fact or motive that provides logical sense for a premise or occurrence. And in the verb form is defined as to use the faculty of reason to think logically. A simple way to say it is reasoning occurs when a person tries to figure out the why behind something. Reasoning causes the mind to revolve around and around a situation, issue, or event, attempting to understand all its intricate components. We are reasoning when we dissect a statement or a teaching to see if it is logical and disregard it if it is not. Satan frequently steals the will of God from us due to reasoning. The Lord may direct us to do a certain thing, but if it doesn't make sense, if it is not logical, we may be tempted to disregard it. What God leads a person to do does not always make logical sense to the mind. His spirit may affirm it and his mind reject it, especially if it would be out of the ordinary or unpleasant, or if it would require personal sacrifice or discomfort. It is always nice if the spirit and mind agree, but if they don't, we should always choose to follow the spirit. I love that she addressed this head on because I believe what keeps so many believers stuck, behind, confused, upset in our feelings, et cetera, is us trying to rationalize what God is telling us to do. It is that space of the instruction and then the obedience. It's prime time for the enemy to get you to disobey. And a huge way that he does it is to make you try to rationalize what you heard. And I'm not saying disregard how you feel, but how you feel shouldn't determine your if you're going to do what God said. So for me, what I've learned over the years is I'm going to make up in my mind, period, that I'm going to do what God said. Now, my condition in that obedience is what I'm going to deal with on the back end. So if God tells me to shut my business down, I'm going to shut it down. And while it's shut down, I'm going to talk to God about why am I here? And I'm going to tell him that I'm frustrated about it. I'm going to tell him that my feelings are hurt. I'm going to tell him how I feel. I'm going to take all of that to him and all of my vulnerability to him so that he can or may not explain to me why I'm in that situation. And even if it is not for me to know why, he will comfort me through it. Joyce tells a story about how she had just a faithful person working for the ministry that she wanted to bless. And she walked past this dress that she had in her closet that she recently bought. Expensive, brand new dress, never wore it yet, was still in the plastic that she had it hanging in. And she said she heard Holy Spirit tell her to give the person that worked at her ministry the dress. And she was like, essentially like, she don't really want this dress. Oh, that don't really make sense. Why would I give her something out of my closet? That type of thing. Just really rationalizing why she wasn't hearing what she was hearing. And so she didn't obey the first time. It comes up again and she ends up blessing the woman with the dress. And she talks about how if she would have just kept her carnal mind out of the whole situation and just followed and been sensitive to the spirit, then she would have been obedient the first time and everything would have gone smoothly. And I have highlighted here something that she says is we as humans have an ability to deceive ourselves through reasoning when we really don't want to do what God is saying. I'm going to read this one more time. So it hit a little bit. Extra. I'm going to put the knife in and we're going to twist it because I'm going to read it one more time. We as humans have an ability to deceive ourselves through reasoning when we really don't want to do what God is saying. How many times have you talked yourself out of obedience? How many times have you thought yourself out of obedience? How many times have you measured up the instruction with what your human mind can articulate or conceptualize is a better word. and then not done what God said because you didn't understand why. Because it didn't make sense to you, you didn't do it. Who's God here? Who's in charge? Who is serving who?
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. 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 This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I've been thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
When I tell my children to do something, it's not for them to understand. And there will be times where they may need to have some reasoning behind it based upon the bigger lesson or the bigger mission at hand. And that's up to me as a parent to decide when I'm going to give them more information and when they just need to do what I said. There are going to be times when God gives you more details, when he gives you more understanding and rationale and information. There will be times where your mind and your spirit agree. There will be times when what God tells you makes sense. There will be. But that's not all the time. And those shouldn't be the only times that you do what he said. When you're at work, there will be times where your boss may explain the things that's going on in the business and why they may be asking certain things of you. And there'll be times where there's an assignment on your desk and you need to get it done. And you're going to do it because your employment is at stake. When God gives us an assignment, we need to do it, whether we understand it or not, because there are things at stake and we have a role to play in the advancement of his kingdom. I highlighted this because this was so good in a book. She says, when God speaks, we are to mobilize, not rationalize. She goes on to say, I once asked the Lord why so many people are confused. And he said to me, tell them to stop trying to figure everything out and they will stop being confused. I found that to be absolutely true. She says, reasoning and confusion go together. If you are trying to rationalize God, you are confused. If you want to stop being confused, stop trying to figure everything out. If you want to not be confused about your business, stop trying to figure everything out. Do the instruction and wait for the next one. That's how this goes. Have you ever been working with somebody on something and you're giving them the instructions and they just keep asking all of these questions and why this and why that, or why don't we do it this way and why don't we do it that way? How annoying is that? And I'm grateful that God has a lot more patience than us and definitely a lot more patience than me, because I'd be like, at this point, next. If somebody questioned me as much as some of us question God, oh my goodness, I would lose it. I would be done with them straight up. Like, are we getting this thing done or not? Like, I would be over it so fast. But, and it's not to say that we can't ask God follow-up questions or clarifying questions or ask him for reasoning. We can ask him whatever we want, but our obedience should not be contingent upon if he answers, period. Joyce says that reasoning is one of the busy activities in which the mind engages that prevents discernment and revelation knowledge. There is a big difference in head knowledge and revelation knowledge. She says, I don't know about you, but I want God to reveal things to me in such a way that I know in my spirit that what has been revealed to my mind is correct. I don't want to reason, to figure, and to be logical, rotating my mind around and around and around an issue until I'm worn out and confused. I want to experience the peace of mind and heart that comes from trusting God, not in my own human insight and understanding. You and I must grow to the place where we are satisfied to know the one who knows, even if ourselves do not know. Can I tell you what a restful place it is to do life, to do business, when you are confident in knowing the one who knows and you not being the one in charge? She goes on to introduce 1 Corinthians 2:1-2. Reading it out of the New Living Translation, it says, and this is Paul speaking, when I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. For I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who crucified. And she says, this was Paul's approach to knowledge and reasoning, and I have come to understand and appreciate it. It took a long time, but I finally realized that in many instances, the less I know, the happier I am. Sometimes we find out so much, it makes us quite miserable. I feel like we see this play out online a lot with just this Christian content era. So you have people, various people using their gifts in the online space. And I feel like, and something that bothers me that I see often is, I feel like a lot of times it's just this elitism in the Christian faith. I'm so saved because I speak in tongues 30 hours a day because I never eat. I haven't eaten in a year. So I'm more saved than you. Like, it's just this, like, I don't know, just so many extras. So many, like Paul said, and lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. But if we get right down to the core, like he said, for I decided that while I was with you, I will forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. And on the flip side, there are some of you who may not have lofty words and may not be super entertaining and being able to do all of these extra things. All you have is the Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. And that is more than enough. And you should be confident in that and bold in that and knowing that that is all you need. Joyce says, I was always a very curious, inquisitive person. I had to have everything figured out in order to be satisfied. God began to show me that constant reasoning was the basis of my confusion and that it was preventing me from receiving what he wanted to give me. He said, Joyce, you must lay aside carnal reasoning if you ever expect to have discernment. I realize now that I felt more secure if I had things figured out. I didn't want any loose ends in my life. I wanted to be in control. And when I did not understand things, I felt out of control and frightened. But I was lacking something. I had no peace of mind and was physically worn out from reasoning. This type of continual wrong mental activity will even make your physical body tired. It can leave you exhausted. God required me to give it up, and I strongly suggest the same thing for anyone who is addicted to reasoning. Yes, I said addicted to reasoning. We can become addicted to wrong mental activity just as someone else can get addicted to drugs or alcohol or nicotine. I was addicted to reasoning, and when I gave it up, I had withdrawal symptoms. I felt lost and frightened because I didn't know what was going on. I even felt bored. I had spent so much of my mental time reasoning that when I gave it up, I had to become accustomed to my mind being so peaceful. For a while, it seemed boring, but now I love it. While I used to run my mind all the time, over and over on everything, now I can't tolerate the pain and labor of reasoning. Reasoning is not a normal condition in which God wants our mind to reside. Be aware that when the mind is filled with reasoning, it is not normal. At least not for the Christian who intends to be victorious, the believer who intends to win the war that is fought on the battlefield of the mind. And that's where she ended the chapter. Some of us have to really confront the fact that we don't know how to operate with our minds at rest. That we reason and rationalize so much. Yes, out of a lack of trust. Yes, in genuinely trying to understand what God is up to. And also because we don't want to face what happens or the discontentment that we have when our minds are at rest. Maybe there are things about your past that you think about. Maybe there are things that you notice that you don't notice if you keep your mind busy. I think that's a very real thing for some of us as well. And that's something we also have to take to God. Because all it is enabling the enemy in this battlefield of our minds. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We will tackle chapter 11 next week. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.